It is Troy for your Friday. Yes, today, of course, National Agriculture Day. And right now we're going to catch up with Emma White. Emma is a food technical consultant and the founder of the Why Meat Company. Emma, hello there to you.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. Yourself?
Now, you were going to cause a bit of a stir today because, well, the great potato debate is out. Potato cake or scallop, you're from the east. You're there in Melbourne. What do you call it?
Well, we call them the potato cake.
Okay. Right. I think that's what we call them here in WA too, don't we?
I'm pretty sure. Or you could be calling them numerous things. I think that's
probably
the reason why there is the great debate.
So there you go. The great potato debate is out. Is it a potato cake or is it a potato scallop? And seeing that it is National Agriculture Day today, you're encouraging Aussies to put the great potato debate aside and just eat the bloody thing.
Yeah, support those farmers that are struggling at the moment trying to pull the potatoes out of the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I thought most of the potatoes came from WA, but looks like they don't.
No. They come from numerous areas.
Yeah, yeah.
Tasmania is a big growth corridor for potatoes, and also Western Victoria and South Australia all grow potatoes. I think we as Australians love potatoes.
Absolutely. Well, they're a stable superfood, really, aren't they?
Oh, definitely.
You know, whether you're having them, you know, as mashed potato or whatever, but you've brought up the great debate, potato cake or scallop, so I'm just a messenger, so I just would eat it anyway. Hey, Em, what are your top tips for making the most out of the humble potato?
Yeah, there's numerous of ways you can use a potato. You can use it in a shepherd's pie.
Oh, yes.
You can just mash it with potato, garlic and butter.
Mayonnaise.
Or you could put, you know, seasoning in that. You could also make them. We've brought out a mini potato cake and we've done them with nachos. So instead of using corn chips, we use potato cakes. Again, I've dropped the potato cake. But, from our end, I think the versatility of potatoes is, like, you can, do anything with it. I think it's such a neutral palate that it can go with any flavour.
Yeah.
You can even have it, I think, when I was growing up in the 80s, you know, your potato and, three veg and meat. It doesn't happen so much these days, but, a potato. I think we've also made Hasselback potatoes. I worked with a potato farmer down in Tasmania, and she made the best potato salads as well. So there's numerous options.
Certainly
when it comes to potatoes. Yeah.
So why are potatoes often referred to as a superfood?
They've obviously got minerals in them called potassium, folate, vitamin C and B6, but they also help us be more satisfied because it takes longer to digest through our bodies, so therefore we're not going to feel hungry or needing to snack later on in the afternoon or in the evening when you have potatoes. I think they're an underestimated product. They're low in fat. Obviously, there's not a lot of fat in those, and also they've now put out or slightly modified the potato to have less carbs as well.
All right. So seeing that it is National Agriculture Day today, you know, maybe you're having a potato for lunch or maybe, you know, you can have the bangers and mash for tea later on tonight there, Em.
Yeah.
Or
the typical, you know,
salad.
The buds that you can put like coleslaw and cream cheese and so forth in it. I think they're also a really healthy option for a consumer to consume.
So there you go. The great potato debate today. We just covered the big stories here on Rural Focus. Potato cake versus potato scallop. Up to you, or maybe you call it something different. We're just the messengers. We're just putting it out there. Where can we go and find out more here, Em?
I strongly encourage consumers to shop locally, shop at their local supermarkets, support the Australian businesses. Australian businesses are the ones that are really struggling at the moment, and the farmers. And I think, the government have made it easy with the country of origin labelling on the back of the pack. And a lot of proud Australian manufacturing businesses put their, you know, made in Australia. And I think at a time of where we are currently in this world, I think looking at Australian manufacturing is the way forward.
Absolutely. And how are things going at the Why Meat Company?
Yeah, we're going well. We've just launched the mini potato cake at the start of last month again. Or you could call them scallop or fritter, whatever suits your cup of tea. And, we're nationwide, so you guys can get it over in WA there. And they are made with Australian potatoes. And I think we're the only real formed product on the supermarket shelf that is Australian made and Australian owned. So yeah, I strongly recommend you supporting Australian manufacturing.
Yeah, that's the main thing, supporting our Aussie farmers in this time of need. So yeah, there you go. There, the great potato debate today. Potato cake, potato scallop. Let us know up on the Rural Focus Facebook page. And yes, just don't shoot myself or Emma. We're just the messengers and just putting it out there. But I'm sure there'll be somebody saying something. But nice to chat. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.